off the crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossovers. Cross him up and sit him down.
The Crossover is brought to you by William Hill Caesars Sports on 1620 The Zone.
Time for the Crossover. Gary Sharp Show starts now featuring Josh. Good morning, fellas. How you doing?
Good morning.
How you doing?
Yeah. That head cold is not going away.
It's not. I can tell. No. It's all that traveling, man. It's killing you.
Hey,
was it empty yesterday? Or they leave early?
Where?
The arena.
My buddy went, Jay. He went. He said folks started exiting in a hurry.
Because I drove by right when you were finishing up the game. And normally that exit that comes the 60th, there's a bunch of people coming out there. Yeah. And there was no cops. There was nothing.
I don't know. I think there were a lot more people sitting behind me. I pay more attention to the people that are across from me.
Yeah.
They had, for no advertisement, like they've done no advertising of, hey, they're back in Baxter Arena.
Hey,
regardless of sport.
We got one of those to record today, by the way.
I thought it was a pretty good crowd.
Okay. Hey, did they leave early?
Probably. Hell, they were down 31 in the first half.
Yeah. Right.
Hey, I almost left.
I was showing him during Big Red Wrap-Up. I was like, man, what is going on? But anyway.
Then they had a chance with 3 minutes to go in the game to hit a three that would have brought them within three.
Yeah. You gotta
shoot the ball.
My favorite was when they had the three from the corner coming out of the timeout. It was 67-60 maybe. It's like a minute 13 or minute 13 or something going on. And you know, missed the three, and SIUE came down and got a leaky run out, and Sharpie goes, and that may do it.
you kept waiting for that. And
if they get this to one possession, this dude may lose his mind. And at 65-60, I thought I was like, okay, and they had the ball.
Yeah. So if Ferrarini had a three, had a really good look, if that falls, they're within three,
right,
and Omaha's going to win. Because Southern Illinois had
their shook at that point.
They went about 9.5 minutes without scoring.
Yeah.
Yes, they
and
did.
Omaha.
Yeah. At 60.
Omaha had like a 21.
Well, it was 21-0.
Run. Yeah.
It was 21-0.
60. Yeah. They're at 60. They're still at 60.
So what was stranger in terms 60. Of the lineups? That one that he stayed with till the TV timeout?
Yeah.
Or when Creighton went with, it was Alexander, Reef, Roddy, Kalkbrenner, and Kaluma. I was like, huh, this is the night of strange lineups that are actually really, really effective.
But coaches sometimes overthink things, and they realize, okay, I've had the same guys in for 3 minutes. I got to make a change. And sometimes when you keep guys together for an extended period of time,
that lineup was crazy.
Yeah, it was. But that was kind of... They have to do that during the season because they've had a disruption on their roster. So they have some guys that are not available that they thought would be available. And then they have some people that are on minute restrictions because of injuries. So they're trying to piece things together right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they are better than six in a row. They're closer to the second half, what they played last night. But
you probably should have three wins, right? Like, if we're being honest.
Should have won at Ball State, and then last night was a missed opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Right? So I don't think the record is that far off, because it's – and we just saw the number one team in the country.
By the way, Purdue is number one.
Yeah, Purdue's going to be number one.
Purdue should be number one.
Hey, so Ivy's a top five pick, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Dude is the – like, I'd take him over Jabari Smith from Auburn right now.
I used to see Jaden Ivy before the Omaha game. So he comes out, and he's dunking.
Dude, he's the real deal.
2 years from now, he's going to be in the NBA All-Star Game Dunk Contest.
Dude, he's the real deal.
And then they have another 7-footer on the roster. Purdue has had a 7-footer on the roster for 10 straight years. They've had a person that is 7'2 or taller for 8 straight years.
That's crazy.
And Zach Edey is really good.
Yeah, he's skilled.
And they got Travion Williams, who is 6'10", who's coming off the bench. I mean, they're a Final Four team.
Yeah.
And now they play... They play Iowa this weekend. They destroyed Florida State last night, but Florida State was a little bit shorthanded. Yep. But still, they beat them by almost 30.
Yep.
They play Iowa Friday. They don't
go on the road until next week. I just watched Virginia the other night. And had the really good first half. They sputtered in the second half. But Iowa gets away with some... I mean, they have the green light on offense.
Yes,
any shot's a good shot.
Joe Toussaint? I mean, hey, just go ahead
and shoot. He had a hard time handling the ball. against Virginia, man. I mean, they got some dogs as on the ball defenders.
I don't know how much I can watch Iowa this year because every commentator is going to go with
Bohannon's
the line.
Bohannon's been there 15 yeah. years.
Scott Van Pelt's doing highlights the other night. He goes, Jordan Bohannon now in his 11th year.
Yep.
So everybody he's an old man and he can't go anywhere else except for Iowa.
Right. Dude, you unfortunately missed Buddy Buckets last night just going ham for Syracuse.
No, I did see the highlights of that game. That was a wild game.
He's ridiculous. Again,
tail first the second half. So many games last night. Big old leads in the first half and then gave up in the second
half. Look at the Dukies. Yep,
yeah. Same thing.
They got ran down.
I mean, they forgot to play the last 5 minutes of the game.
Yep, 14-1.
What's up with the...
I wonder what Duke fans think of Roach. He would drive me crazy. He's like the yeah, no guy. Or no. Oh, okay, no, that went job. In.
What's up with the sweating guy? You can't do that in the NBA. You're going to be the first pick overall. Does he have like a sweating issue? He sweats a lot.
Yeah, well, he's nice, though.
I mean, we've all know that person in our life that is like a major sweater.
He's pretty good.
I mean, Sean Miller, he sweated a lot.
Yeah.
I feel bad for, I used to have a bad.
Speaking of which, you missed that terrible Pitt game that was 24-22 at the half.
Row the boat basketball people are unbeaten.
Yeah. Picked last.
He was talking about this morning, man.
Picked last
like,
in the Big Ten.
6-0.
I used to have a sweating problem when I was like in high school. I think it was because I didn't shower and didn't do deodorant. Well, like I wasn't onto the hygiene yet.
Are you telling people?
Yeah, but I've changed now. Oh yeah, I take showers now, except for today.
They sell that stuff that you can put on
that
stops you from sweating.
Yeah, but not back then.
Not Axe. No, there's a chemical thing that you buy. It's a rolled on, and if whether you sweat in your forehead or at your arms or your back, whatever, you put it on there and it stops the sweating.
Well, I mean, maybe that's just a white kid thing when you're younger that you have like hygiene is like the last thing you think about. When you're younger, because you don't want to take a shower. But I had a sweating problem like for when I was like ninth grade, and then I fixed it because I saw a picture of me like I was where I went to a Catholic school where you had to wear like a nice shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a pits?
Yeah.
A little pits issue?
Like I raised my arm and I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
It's like the Atlantic Ocean just broke out.
I'm not a sweater. First of all, I'm not a sweater, but I'm not a t-shirt under my dress shirt guy.
Yeah. I always wear a t-shirt under my dress shirt, but I'm not a sweater. It's just, they always taught us to do it.
I'm just not.
I feel bad for people that sweat a lot.
It's just too many layers. It's just too much going on.
You know how you know you spend 5 minutes with them at the College World Series? You know who the sweaters are right away. Yeah. You're sitting there, you're like, dude, you're really sweating.
Yeah, that whole public
thing. You've been out
here
5 minutes.
Not that dude.
Yeah. Joe Gans was that way. He was just sweaty. Like, dude, are you all right? He goes, it's hot out here. I go, yeah, sure. Whatever.
But then there are some guys, like athletes, that don't ever sweat. And you're like, how? You've just run up and down the floor for 5 minutes nonstop. You're running an offense and you take off your helmet and you look exactly the same.
And then on the other hand, there are guys.
You see
like,
Bud's Instagram yesterday?
Hey, he's a sweater.
It was just coming off.
I was
like
just
faucet.
About to say, like that dude is a sweater. He can sit. He's got this little portable dry sauna thing. He can sit in there for.
You just see, he just had it coming
10 minutes, and it looks like it's been he just went for a run, and it's 190 out, right? It's like.
Adrian Martinez ever sweat? Penis. You ever see Adrian?
He's one of those cool guys, too. He's one of those cool guys. I get it. I don't know, man. I'm not a sweater. I think it has something to do with.
Pores.
Your melatonin?
No. Definitely not. Definitely pores over melatonin.
I wonder if it has something to do with hair follicles, too, because. I don't grow hair really.
Yeah.
I just want, you know, is there some correlation there? Hair guys sweat?
I do not know. I do not know. If we're talking to somebody that doesn't have much hair.
Did you as a kid?
Not really.
You're always thinning?
Yes.
I know a kid.
I had a bowl cut when I was younger when I wasn't taking showers and stuff.
Like Davis, or different?
No, it was like a bowl cut.
Like someone put a bowl on your head.
He's too old for that.
Well, because it was just easier when you're young and your parents are gone before you go to school.
Yeah,
you gotta get yourself ready to go.
I just parted my hair.
I just comb it forward and it looks pretty good. Yeah. And then years later when you go back and you look at some of your younger pictures and you're like, what the? I hope my significant other doesn't find this.
I see all those public school guys and they got to wear hats to school. We weren't allowed to wear hats to school.
Yeah.
And I think you just throw a hat on any morning and go. You had to have your hair combed.
Well, and then I got, so I used to wear a hat a lot. And someone goes, you know what? That'll help. That's thinning your hair.
That's what Terry Bradshaw
said.
So
I was like, oh, I got to stop wearing hats.
He did.
And my hair kept thinning.
Yep.
Yeah, I stopped wearing hats. I stopped wearing hats immediately.
I wear hats all the time, and my hair's not fitting.
I don't know that I've ever seen you in a hat.
Yeah, it's because since I've known you, I haven't had a hat on.
Got something against it? Don't look good in a hat?
8, 9 years. Yeah, I haven't worn a hat since probably.
Gave up your cowboy hat?
I don't know. It was early 2000s. It was softball. I just stopped cold turkey. The whole hair thing, man. People used to get on me about that, and I was like, I'm telling you, I quit cold turkey.
I miss the days of football players taking off their helmet and putting on hats.
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Every time. Aaron Rodgers.
Baker Mayfield.
They do all the time.
Baker Mayfield has a guy. He's got a guy. Like, he goes, and somebody always tosses him a hat. Like
this.
There is a hat guy for Baker Mayfield.
All of them. Yep.
Well, then everybody has a sign that one guy that takes your helmet, like at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you don't want to have, you don't want to be holding your helmet as you're walking out to shake hands.
Yep.
Somebody grabs your helmet.
I'm sure those guys make a couple, $300-$400 a game. I'd stand there and just throw a guy a towel for $400-$500.
Absolutely.
Hey, you need, what do you need?
Well, Mahomes has the one guy that's been with him ever since he's been with the Chiefs. It's a taller guy. It looks like a security guard, but I think he is a member of the equipment staff.
Hy-Vee employee, actually.
That everywhere Mahomes goes on the field, that's where he's at.
Too, yeah.
That why my groceries are hundreds of dollars?
Yeah. Hey, why is Kirk Cousins in my guy's Hy-Vee commercial?
Everybody is
wearing like red, and all of a sudden there's a guy in purple, and it's Kirk Cousins.
Are they trying to break into the Minnesota market? And
Hy-Vee is up in the Twin Cities.
Yeah. I thought everybody got the groceries at Target, and what's the other one?
Cub Foods?
Nope. I can see it written
Piggly
in cursive.
Wiggly?
I can see it written in cursive.
Winn-Dixie? Albertsons?
Walgreens.
Nope.
How much money you got that you're shopping at Walgreens?
He said cursive.
Walgreens does have some stuff much cheaper than other places.
Written in
They're
red cursive. I can see it. It's
cheaper.
It's popular.
Winn-Dixie. Albertsons.
No,
Safeway. Kroger.
What year Trader Joe's?
These all exist still.
Damn it.
Baker's, Smith's, Freddy's.
We got groceries there. It was next to our hotel.
Else we got? Oh, what you call it? From Florida, where they stole the crab legs.
Publix. Publix is the bomb.
Publix.
Yeah. Publix subs are.
Yeah.
I would walk.
No, Giant Foods.
I would walk to Jacksonville Eagle. Right now to get a Publix sub.
What was the name of the grocery store we went to?
Or you can go with the chicken tender. Publix are awesome.
They do a great job there. They do.
Publix though, there is a big story in Florida. So Publix still has the scales at the front of the store,
mm-hmm.
where it's not where you weigh your food. Yeah. People come in there and weigh themselves.
That's weird.
And
what?
So, yeah. You haven't seen that?
So when you put the dime in or the quarter in?
No.
Free ones.
It's like a regular scale, like one of those large scales.
Yeah.
It's at the front of Publix.
Like when they used to weigh the steers when they brought them in?
And
that's
people
weird,
will come in there and they will step onto
that
the scale.
That is weird. Okay. Nah. That's weird. That's strange.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. I'm still waiting.
Wegmans.
Is that
I'm naming
it?
All the grocery stores, bro.
Yeah, I don't think they have Wegmans in there.
Not a Wegmans?
No. Well,
yep,
okay, so.
It's Cub
Harris
Foods.
Teeter.
It's Cub Foods.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's another popular one.
That's what it
this
is.
This is the first place. Now, you know you're in a bougie grocery store, not named like Trader Joe's
That's Harris
or places
Teeter.
Like that, is the Byerly's in the Twin Cities. They have carpeted aisles.
That's weird.
I'm like,
the stuff's
going to
break. Yeah. Stuff's going to break. Yeah. It's going to break.
Carpeted aisles?
Yeah, kids are going to do stuff.
This is way bougie.
Things are going to get broken.
Oh, try being, so we pretty much spend time. We're either in Eagan,
mm-hmm.
Eden Prairie,
yep.
Apple Valley, or...
Did you go to the zoo?
I'm like...
You go visit the Vikings when you're in Eagan?
How are these high schools? Is this tax-paying dollars? Like, it's rich.
I don't like Cub Foods.
Oh, man, they had a great deli.
I didn't like Cub Foods.
We got stuff for the fridge.
They had one of those in
sandwiches.
D.C. I didn't like them.
There's, if you're up there, University Avenue, between the campus and headed towards St. Paul is a good place.
Oh, okay. We went up there, you know, for a game this year.
Fudge, I feel like...
Tell him Gary Sanchez.
Hey,
so
hey, speaking
I
of facilities...
I know like Minneapolis almost as well as like I do either Des Moines or Kansas City.
So
those
speaking
are the
of
three
facilities,
places.
This the whirlwind curling trip that Omaha men's basketball went on. So we flew into Love Field three different times.
That's
funny. The amount of football stadiums, high school football stadiums,
yeah,
high school baseball fields...
Right.
that are in the Metroplex that you fly over.
It's crazy.
That are not just, hey, it's a couple of goalposts and a little grandstand and a field turf.
Both sides.
They are, you have stadiums. Seating on both sides, and some places are like two levels of seating.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know you are in a community in Texas, that takes their football seriously when they've got a big-time stadium.
North Texas is no joke with their, they have so many big facilities there.
But it's, you're flying over, and you're like, every probably mile and a half, there's a baseball complex or there's
all
a
the
big high school football stadium.
All that out there.
There was a lot going on. I'm like, what is the – I should have done it. I should have just Googled, like, what the mean income was. I mean, it was
– Of the Twin Cities?
It was amazing.
It's a good place to live.
Or the suburb parts of the Twin Cities.
Mm, yeah. Well, you're in some good areas. Like, you should go to Edina.
We played at that high school. That might have been the one where I sent the picture where they had the hockey rink attached.
Yeah, so that is a legendary hockey program.
I was like,
Tom Nevers.
Yeah, they made us stand outside for COVID entrances, but everybody got to stand next to each other outside. I'm like, this kind of defeats the purpose, but okay. And I mean, we walked by like the, I told you about this, right? We walked by like the robotics wing. I thought I was at NASA. I'm like, this is a high school?
Yeah, it's a pretty good high school. I have a couple of friends that live
in 16 gyms. Hey, you're in gym 14. What? Well, huh? Okay.
Central just reopened their gym.
Did they?
Yeah. Just finished it.
Well, they redid the Central gym?
Yeah.
What did they do?
That was long overdue.
Time.
That
like
was long
2 years.
Overdue. That was long overdue.
2 years.
So I hadn't been into the Central gym in a while.
It's the same as when I used to go see Jim Martin coach. I mean, that's 80s.
So I went there last year when Westside played there. And, you know, I was watching somebody play.
Yeah, we gave that game away.
And I was like, okay, this is okay. I was thinking different.
Yeah.
But they had that extended area. Really?
Yep.
Nice. You know what? Good
on Central. First thing they had was a volleyball match.
They have done a lot of work to that school.
They have nice facilities.
That's a good school.
Nice robotics lab, too, by the way.
Speaking of robotics. Floored.
Nice lab.
Well, I think you got to keep up. Look at the new high schools that are opening. Not all of them have like stadiums or fields, but if you go to 60th and L, that high school is coming along really quick.
Yeah.
You know what they had done first? They had like the baseball field done.
Oh, man, yeah. Wall put up.
I think it's easiest because that's how it is at the new OPS school.
Is get the baseball
the
field
fields
out?
Are yeah. The fields you can see like that's how it was at Elkhorn North, which you know is amazing.
We got to build another high school football stadium in this town.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Can't they just do the one that's at Papillion already and just finish that? It's like in mid teardown.
I mean,
the one actually at Papillion High School.
I don't think you can play there.
Why not? Too close to the road?
I don't think they can put seating on the one side that is opposite, like faces 84th.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't do it there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because they didn't even play there before Papio South came along. Right. Papillion La Vista didn't play at that field.
It looks so weird because it's like half in construction. Uh-huh.
Like Papio South, which is shared, they have that's a great facility.
Yeah, that is. I like that field
really
too.
Nice facility, yeah.
But I've thought, why not in this town? Because you've got so many sports going on. Why not build a like OPS stadium centrally located that you could play? Like at Burke, you can't play soccer because of the track and you can't have a full soccer field. So a centralized OPS stadium where the OPS schools can play because, I mean, come on, Kinnick Stadium is really getting old.
Yeah.
Everybody played at Tag Romley. That's where everybody went. That was the big field. And you play the Jamborees on Friday nights. You play three games.
Kind of like Seacrest Field in Lincoln.
Exactly. I remember, Terrence has a couple pieces of property. Some are of good size, but one has power lines and trees and just did a couple of bids last year. It was upwards of like $60,000-$65,000 to clear and do what you needed to do. And I'm just thinking to myself, if you could just find, and it's still going to be used for, I'll save that for later, but like if you find the right area,
because
when you say centralized, for who, right? Like, do we mean the metro? Do we mean...
You mean like 60th and...
I think a place where everybody in the town can get to easily. Like, it's off a major street or a major highway.
Do they still call this a 20-minute town?
I think my mom says it is. Like, everywhere we go, it takes 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
You remember
Bellevue's the farthest place we go.
You were still at North. I remember seeing plans, because I was talking to Gene Haynes. They were going to build a football stadium at North.
They thought about it.
A couple of blocks away from the high school.
He just was not going to. The whole eminent domain thing rubbed him. He just wasn't.
So they had to take over some homes, and that's where they were going to put it up. Because the plans looked really cool.
I know. Did a good portion. I think they had some funds in the coffer too.
I mean, there's going to come a day when, and it'll probably be sooner than later, because the school at 60 in the Nell, I think, is going to use Burke, and Prep is going to have to play at Westside. I mean, that's a little bit awkward.
Wow, that is crazy.
That Prep is going to have to convert.
They had a game moved, and we let them.
I think Prep is going to have to convert their high school stadium.
Prep played Miller North at our place.
Yeah, we did that game on TV. I remember that. It was very awkward. I mean, it had to be weird for a Prep team playing a home game with the big W in the middle of the field.
Right.
But I think Prep eventually is going to get to, and they've got a nice facility now. It's just not large enough for varsity games on a regular basis where they could put up lights.
You talking about that practice field on the north side of the building?
Yeah. I mean,
that's a nice
little
field.
So they played a game there. Noah Fant's senior year.
Yeah, it was south.
Yeah, they played a game there.
They should build a stadium right there at Lewis and Clark. That giant track. That's right on 72nd and Cass.
Room
right there. It's centrally located.
What are they doing there? Because the ground is tore up over there.
They redid the whole side of the school. That's all redone. But the thing that they did there is that's where they do all this cross country. So they've set it up to where the kids can run out of that fence.
Oh, okay, because I go that way. I come up.
But they could tear that down and build a stadium.
To the studio, so I drive that way every day.
I mean, you get a naming rights for a stadium.
Sure.
It's for football, soccer, I mean, band, all of that kind of stuff. It is a multi-use facility, maybe run by OPS. But
you
try and keep it, you fill 200 dates in it. You know, Seacrest Field is busy all the time.
Could make money,
And it's easy to get in and out. Well, for the most part, get in and out of Seacrest.
A lot easier than getting out of Central.
Yeah, one of my friends of the program says the same thing's going on at Gretna East, right? They're building the fields first. I think that's easiest.
Well, okay. So what's going to happen in Elkhorn? You're going to have another high school open in Elkhorn, so you're going to have four teams using Elkhorn High's field.
Well, I'm telling you, those schools will figure out what it's like to be split. It's a game changer.
Hey, for the longest time, I remember hearing the whole story.
It is a game changer.
Well, I was in Lincoln when they added the new high schools, and we saw what the impact is. And now they're adding more high schools. For the longest time in Lawrence, Kansas, Lawrence High was dominant in high school athletics, all sports, and they were growing, and their school was exploding. They had remote classrooms, and they had the trailers all over the place, and people fought adding another high school because it would affect their athletics. I saw the same thing at West Des Moines Valley.
Yep.
Then finally, they opened up another high school in Lawrence because they were forced to. And now both are pretty good athletically. Like, if you're Gretna, do you go on like, nah, I think we ought to just, let's see if we can build another school room in Gretna and just keep all the athletics right here.
Sure. Yep. No doubt.
I mean, people in Lincoln, that's the same thing.
Well, when they opened up North Star and Southwest. Is that going to be their eighth high school, right?
In Lincoln?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just going to water down the pool.
That's a lot. Even OPS only has seven.
Yeah.
What do they have, 290,000 in Lincoln?
About that?
That's a lot.
Uh-huh. And just ask anybody that is at the core four high schools what it has done to athletics.
Right.
I mean, look at football.
Yeah.
Southeast was still dominant when I got here.
And they were
that
up
was
until,
at the tail end.
So what was Southeast? Last time they were won a state title was 11?
Yeah.
And then they were in the final in 12 or they were close? They made the semifinals maybe.
They beat Burke that year that they won.
Then the next year they got beat by North in the semis.
Yeah, and then we beat them in the semis. Yeah,
that 0-2 they were still good when I.
So since then,
yeah,
and now Lincoln East has kind of been the program that has joined Southeast,
right?
But it's that you start separating athletes and the dominance of Southeast, which when I was going to school in Lincoln, that's all you heard about was Southeast.
Yep,
Southeast dominated every sport.
Yep,
I remember the first
coaches got to recruit better though in Lincoln.
It's funny, we would play like we would.
I heard that.
We would play like charity events and stuff, and Southeast was always the school that the players, Husker guys would go to Southeast. And I remember the first time walking in that building, I'm like, this is the mythical.
You didn't like Prash Activity Center?
This is the mythical Lincoln South. And Coach Mazursky was my Shrine Bowl coach, so I had a lot of affinity, or one of the coaches. Yeah. So I had a lot of affinity for Southeast, right? And I'm like, it just seemed old.
Right? It is a little bit older.
But
Parrish Activity Center is kind of cool.
But then you look at like the trophy case and the walls. I'm like, they had a lot of good players come through here. And that was in the 90s.
Yep.
Just imagine through the early 2000s.
Mm-hmm. Well, they had captains at three different sports at Nebraska.
I mean, it's just
at the same time.
It's
football,
just crazy.
Basketball, and baseball.
Well, they had a stretch. So,
I think all in the same year.
John Hess, Liz Brendan, and...
Was that pre or post Butler?
Ted Butler, I think, was still there.
Yeah, like, they had some...
They had a run of just incredible athletes.
Baseball,
basketball.
Right after that was Ty Good.
Mm-hmm. J.R. Edwards.
Was he South? Yeah, he was Southeast. I think he started... Did he start at Lincoln High?
He might have. I just remember him at Southeast.
Ooh, that was...
Yeah. He was going to be the next he was going to come to Nebraska.
I'm not going to lie though. He was a great athlete.
He was. I think he went to New Mexico State.
That dude could do a lot of different things.
Did he go there with Kevin Steele or
No, I don't know. I he probably had to get out of Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
Now I think he's back in Nebraska, isn't he?
Michigan Lance. I don't want to hear about Lincoln crying. I don't want to hear about Elkhorn crying. OPS has been dealing with watered down athletics for decades. Deal with it like we did.
they need more high schools. When you have 2,700 at Central and 3,000 at Spark and South, I mean, that's too big a high school.
Okay, so too big. There are some high schools. I'm just looking at football. High schools in the metro in OPS that have no business playing a Class A schedule.
Well, of course not. Yeah. Right, of course.
And they're
not.
Just they can't compete.
Yeah,
it's just it's unfair to the coaches and players.
You have a 1,500 population difference, and you're also playing the same. That's ridiculous.
I mean, do they break apart and they form their own conference?
Yeah, I don't know.
Or take away that thing that they have, you know, take away open enrollment, make them stay in their neighborhoods.
Oh, hey, the genie's out of the bottle there. You're not going back. People lose their mind. There'd be so many people moving. I mean, it might be great for the real estate agents.
Well, trust me, it's already good for them right now. But if Northwest could keep their people home?
It is. Trying to explain to people like when we were all...
How about Bell East, Bell West?
Oh, yeah. Trying to explain, though, to people like when we were growing up that you went to your neighborhood high school and you didn't even like think twice.
Yep.
Well, remember, you used to pick your home. Hey, how are the schools? Oh, we're moving there, right? Like, that's what
people still do that. That's what Kevin and them did. Kevin did that. Tom Chattel did that.
Now people know that you don't necessarily have to live there. As long as you can get transportation, Bob, we're good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when Chuck was getting ready to go into high school, and I don't know anything about how this works, he had to pick his home school. Mm-hmm. And his home school was like nowhere near where he lives. And I'm like, how?
The only thing is if there's a waiting list, you know.
I just got to recruit better, man. Got to get good recruiters.
Stop. I'm out.